The biggest section in our parsha is, of course, Yaakov's brachos to the Shvatim, to his children. There is much commentary on the various brachos, but perhaps the biggest question is that a number of the brachos don't really seem like brachos at all. Reuven, Shimon, Levi. I mean, really, look at the psukim. It's more of a criticism and a rebuke than a blessing. What's going on? Talking about their anger, their mistakes. This is not the kind of bracha we would expect or any of us would probably want. What's going on? Perhaps we can explain this based on an insight of the famed Mashkiach, Rav Yeruchim Levavitz. He mentions this idea in his famous Musar Sefer, Das Chachma U'Musar, and his legendary student, Shlomo Volbe, elaborates on his insight, both in the Alei Shor, as well as in his Shiurim on Chumash. And if you put those various sources together, I think a powerful message emerges, one that is not only an insight into our Parsha, but is incredibly insightful and tremendous advice and wisdom for all of us, for ourselves, and especially for our children, grandchildren, and when relevant, if we have students as well. In order to answer the question we asked, Rav Yeruchim Levavitz actually focuses on a slightly different question. Earlier in the section, when Yosef is trying to convince Yaakov to give the blessings to his children, to Ephraim and Manasseh, in the order that they were born. As we know, Yaakov is clearly about to give the bracha of the firstborn to the second son, to Ephraim, and Yosef says to him, no, Abba, really, you should give it to the older brother. He is the firstborn, he is older, he is the one who deserves it. Give it to Manasseh. Don't give the firstborn bracha to Ephraim, give it to the true firstborn, Manasseh. And Yaakov responds and says, Yadati bani yadati gam hu yeh la'am v'gam hu yigdal. I know, don't worry, Manasseh will grow into a great nation, he'll be powerful. Ulam achiv hakatan yigdal mimenu. But his younger brother, he's going to be even greater. And the question is, and this is what bothers Rav Yeruchim Levavitz, is how does Yaakov's reply actually answer Yosef's question? In fact, that's exactly what Yosef is asking Yaakov to change. Yaakov is saying, why make Ephraim greater? And Yaakov responds, Echav gadol mimenu, that Ephraim's going to be better. Yes, because he's going to get this special bracha of Yaakov and he's going to be supercharged. It's like going on steroids. It'll be amazing for him. And that's exactly what Yosef is saying. Please, Abba, switch the brachos. Give that super duper double bracha to Manasseh. To which Yaakov responds, but Ephraim is going to be greater. Yes, because you're giving him this bracha. If you give the better bracha, the double bracha, the firstborn bracha, if you give that to Manasseh, who is the firstborn, then he'll be greater. Yaakov seems to just be repeating the problem and not presenting an answer. To explain this, Rav Yeruchim says as follows. We have to understand a fundamental principle about how brachos work, and more importantly, an insight into human nature. A true and lasting bracha can only be something that corresponds to the person's personality and authentic character traits. A blessing is when those natural traits fully develop, they blossom, and then they lead to great accomplishment. But a bracha only works if it is corresponding to that person's authentic and true nature. If it is grafted on in some artificial way, and it doesn't correspond at all to who they really are, it either won't take at all, or at best, it will last and be successful a little bit for a short time. But then it will wither and fall away because it doesn't really correspond to who that person is. In order for it to be real and lasting, it has to be authentically corresponding to who the person is. That's why, says Rabbi Yeruchim, Yaakov was telling Yosef, it has to be this way. Ephraim and Manasseh are different people. They're both wonderful, but they have different skill sets, different abilities. Blessing Manasseh with the bracha of the firstborn is actually not going to help because it's not matim for him. When Yaakov says, Echav hakatan yigdal mimenu, he's not saying because of the bracha. He's saying he has natural abilities which will flower and blossom from this bracha in a way that his older brother simply won't. In the incredible, powerful words of Rabbi Yeruchim, he says, Yaakov lo haya yachol l'shanos b'seder ha-brachos klal. Yaakov couldn't, even if he wanted to, Yaakov couldn't change the brachos. Lo haya yachol l'varech l'kal echad v'echad ela lefi kochotav v'tivav. Because a person, whether it's Yaakov or anyone else, you can only give a bracha. You can only give a bracha that will actually work if it is lefi kochotav v'tivav. If it goes and corresponds to the person's strengths and his authentic nature and personality. That is why, given Yaakov's insight as a grandfather and as a Navi, he understood that Ephraim needed that bracha and Menashe needed that bracha. They both got the bracha. It was best for them. In light of this, Rav Volbi develops this idea and explains the question we asked. Why would the brachos to the Shvatim include things like Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, which are more critique than they are blessing? And the answer seems to be as follows. The main purpose of the brachos was for Yaakov to tell each of his children what their strengths and weaknesses were. Yaakov told them what made each of them tick, what made each of them unique, so that they could use that awareness, that insight, so that they can be in touch with their strengths, use those, develop them, but also be in touch with their weaknesses and correct and improve those. I have no doubt it was not easy for Reuven, Shimon, or Levi to hear what Yaakov said, but the truth is it was the greatest bracha they could receive. First of all, realizing that their father truly knew them and understood them, what greater bracha can there be than to be truly seen for who you are? But in addition, understanding who you are, that is the only way you can actually use your skills and improve the things that need to be improved. If you never are aware of those, how can you do that? It also explains very beautifully in the end, perhaps this is what the pasuk means at the conclusion of all the brachos. Zos asher dibra lehem avihem v'yavarach osam. Yes, Yaakov blessed them. Ish asher kivrach oso berach osam. According to their blessing, he blessed them. Seems very redundant. The answer is it's not redundant. Ish kevir chaso, each one according to their natural abilities. Beirach osam, he gave them a blessing that they should use those abilities to accomplish great things.